The same young aspiring Carmelite is being reminded that whether or not she is to be a religious, she is called to belong to God. Once again, Elizabeth demonstrates her conviction that intimacy with God and holiness of life are not reserved to the cloister. Letter 278. Be wholly attentive to his voice, and remember that when he has thus found a place in a heart, it is to live there, alone and set apart. You understand in what sense I mean this. I am not speaking of religious life, which is a great separation from the world, but of the detachment, the purity, that places a veil over all that is not God and allows us to adhere constantly to him through faith. May the Father overshadow you, and may that shadow be like a cloud that envelops you and separates you. May the Word imprint his beauty within you in order to contemplate himself in your soul. May the Holy Spirit, who is love, make your soul a little hearth that rejoices the three divine persons through the ardor of its flames. But do not forget that love, to be true, must be sacrificed. He loved me, he gave himself for me. There is the culmination of love. To prove to Jesus how much you love him, learn how to forget yourself always in order to make your dear ones happy, and be very faithful to all your duties and resolutions. If you feel your weakness, God wants you to use it to make acts of the will that you offer him like so many acts of love rising up to his heart to move it with delight. He loves you so much. He so wants you to be his, whatever might be the way you are to follow here below. Oh, how our soul needs to draw strength in prayer, especially in that intimate heart-to-heart in which the soul flows into God and God flows into it to transform it into himself.